right, you all know Susie, our cue card girl. Susie, did you know Emmanuel means God with us?
No, Daisy, I knew the name, but not what it meant.
Well, names are very important. You hold the cue card, so we call you Susie Q. And do you know what Daisy means? A little flower with white petals and yellow center. But Emmanuel is a special name in the Christmas story. Brian, can you or your friends in the audience tell us how the story begins?
It starts with the thing about taxes.
No, Brian, the Christmas story starts when the angels appear to Mary.
Actually, the Christmas story begins with Jesus' genealogy, which said the Savior would come from the tribe of Judah.
Yes. Yes, and the tribe thing is still a big deal in many parts of the world, which our first MK will tell us about. So, MK Africa, come on down. Well, aren't you a cutie filly? Sit right here in my guest chair.
Thank you.
Now we ask each of our MKs to prepare a little introduction to tell us about their country and their work in the missions field. So let's start by hearing about being a missionary kid in West Africa.
My name is Maria, and I'm an MK in Burkina Faso, West Africa. My parents are missionaries to the Mozi tribe, so we have to speak both French and the tribal language. We teach the natives to read this language in bush school. And my father travels all over the region witnessing and starting new churches. West Africa is not in the jungle, but in an area called grasslands with a warm, dry climate. In fact, we say the weather is hot or very hot. Men, women, and children work hard to farm, but they are still a very poor tribe who suffer from many diseases. Yet families are so important that they live in compounds of mud huts, surrounded by their relatives. The Mozi are also a very loving people. By trading, believe in a God who controls nature, so they are excited to hear about Jesus. But new believers who want to worship Christ and still make animal sacrifices to the ancestral spirits. Our job is to tell them that Jesus was God's son, the one true God, born to be the only sacrifice we'll ever need.
Maria, I'm so glad you're part of our MK Christmas special. So how do you celebrate Jesus' birthday in Burkina Faso?
Well, we read the Christmas story and sing carols in French. And instead of eating their usual... But they don't exchange gifts. Instead, they might buy new clothes as a sign of honor.
I see.
On Christmas Eve, they walk several miles to church. And since there's no electricity, it's really pretty to see the church all lit up with lanterns. We sing Christmas carols in French, and we always read the Christmas story. Then instead of their usual meal of porridge, the Mozi celebrate with a special dinner of sheep or goat meat.